Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the start of our final hour on a Tuesday afternoon. Harrigan is out thanks to Dave. Dave Josephson is in. Dan will be back tomorrow. Adam, I want to revisit a little bit of our conversation that we had yesterday because people are still talking about it, and amplify what we said yesterday about the state high school league. Football back, volleyball back, limited season, limitations on individuals showing up. The opportunity for kids to play, for parents to enjoy what their kids are doing, for coaches to coach, and have, you know, like I was saying to Jamie, some normalcy in their life. Yes, sign me up. Who is against that? But the Big Ten and the State High School League are both doing this basically because they thought everybody would follow them, or they anticipated they'd be in the group where everybody would be doing the same thing, and they're wrong, so they changed. You talked about John Belay. I've known John forever. Covered high school sports, and he did a great job for the Tribune. Now he's working with the State High School League. You asked John. Before this happened, if something changes, John, is it because something specifically is different? No, it's not. In a board, you also have Dr. William Roberts, the chairman of the league sports medicine advisor committee. From our perspective, whether something has changed since the August 4th decision to postpone these sports until the spring, from our perspective, no, it hasn't changed much. This is a weird reason to do this, Adam. It just is a weird reason to do it. That it's not a matter of we have new data, we have no science. Big Ten at least can say we have more rapid testing. I guess the State High School League can say, well, we've learned more about it. We feel more comfortable. But, by the way, we still have our state, which we can debate on deaths, ICUs. How many deaths do we have today?
10.
Okay, that's not a small number. We had a big number of positive tests last week on a day when we also had an enormous rise in testing. So that always has to be put in perspective. And I get we can make mistakes. We can reevaluate. If all of us just say, hey, here's my decision, I'm never changing, well, then you're just a fool. But this is such a weird justification from the State High School League. Hey, we are getting a lot of pressure. Nothing's really changed. The parents are voting yes. The schools are voting yes. So we're going to do this. Isn't that pretty much the only explanation for what they're doing?
Yeah. And, you know, the argument of, well, we know more. I mean, that holds more weight if they would have made the original decision in April, but they made the decision last month. It's only been a month and change since they made the decision. And I mean, there's been a vocal opposition to that. And, you know, we had the week before, we had people at the, in front of the governor's mansion, even though it's not his decision, there was people, you know, let them play. They were there announcing that, or calling on football to be back. So, I mean, they left it up to school as argue, you know, they gave the surveys to schools kind of in a way to say, okay, well, the schools want it back. So I think that takes a little bit of the heat off their decision, but yeah, other than, yeah, there's no, it's not like, well, we've got a report from the Minnesota Department of Health. It's actually, it's good to go. No, it's just pressure. People want football and volleyball.
Right. And for the third time in this segment, who doesn't, in an ideal health situation, want the kids to play, want the parents to go see their kids, the coaching, the fun you have? We're all for that. But we're facing this pandemic. And if we're going to make decisions, I thought we're making decisions based on health. I thought we're making decisions based on testing. I thought we're making decisions based on new information. I didn't realize it's based on, hey, you know, we kind of punted here a little bit. We're getting a lot of pressure. Other states didn't follow us. So let's do it. What about then going to school? Because volleyball and football, you're certainly around each other a lot, right? Unless there's really some odd rules of these two sports that I just learned about. There's plenty of pressure, in this case, on a decision where Governor Walz is a factor. I thought it was odd that they were blaming. I mean, I thought it was odd and predictable and ill-informed that they were blaming Walz on this one. By the way, former football coach himself. But if you're on the side, Adam, which is saying Governor Walz, Chris Ayersman, Jan Malcolm, you're going too far, let them go to school, you know, I say keep protesting. Keep speaking out a lot. Because look what happened in football and volleyball. Those guys, I mean, you think football, they're going to be far apart? You think volleyball, they're going to be far apart? So if they're going to have those sports, don't you think the folks who want to have school can make a pretty good argument?
100%, and especially based on, you know, just, I saw some retweets over the last couple of days from some teachers who just say how difficult and unsustainable this hybrid model is, where you got kids going one day in one cohort, and then they come back, you know, 2 days later, and then you got another group of kids online. It is, from what I've seen, the early indications are it is just not sustainable for any length of time, and not productive when you're talking about educating kids.
It's borderline impossible. And I don't think our expectation should be perfect. It has to work for everybody. I mean, I'll be really honest. Some of the experiences we had right before school started for Quinton, because Q graduated high school, but, you know, schools also for kids with intellectual and physical delays and disabilities have transitioned, and it was a bit head-shaking, to say the least, what happened with us. I mean, our house isn't that different from what's going on. I'm working. Carla's working. Mike's going to school. Q's going to school. I can help Q a little bit. Carla's got to work. I've got to work. So we've got somebody over here helping out Quinton, because, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on. People have to continue to exist. You know, a texter says no courage or real leadership with the state high school league. Sorry to be blunt. This wasn't leadership, was it? This was following the crowd. This was following what the masses wanted and saying, okay, go ahead, you play.
Yeah, that's
somebody wants to know, how often, sorry about that, how often are high schools going to be testing during football season? NFL tests all the time.
I don't think they are testing.
Can the state ask the league pay for testing?
I've seen no plans that like student athletes would be routinely tested.
I saw nothing.
And then, I mean, if you would do that, then again, you fall back to the article or the argument about regular students going to school. Well, if they can test Johnny, the quarterback, my kid wants to be in school. Get those kids tested too.
1,000% right.
But again, I mean, you look on any, again, this is just the misinformation surrounding this whole thing. And just, I mean, you go on your Facebook page every day and I see people that I know who are really smart people arguing why in the hell are they testing everybody and it's just a conspiracy to drive up the numbers. It's like, I don't understand why people don't understand the necessity of testing. I just don't get that. But, I mean, that's what we're faced with.
First mistake is looking at what people are saying
right.
on Facebook.
But, I mean.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's pause. I want to stay with this a little bit longer. Pat in Golden Valley, hang on. Pat wants to talk about this. You can say both, folks. You can say, yep, I'm really glad they're playing. But then you can also say, the basis of this decision is nothing has changed scientifically, medically. We're just getting beat up. And now we can defer this decision to the schools. Because that's what this is about. This is caving. Or this is just admitting, we were totally wrong when we announced this decision in August. Same as the Big Ten. Big Ten at least is announcing some different testing and some different protocols and the instant testing and 21 days. But Kevin Warren and the other folks who were with Warren, they thought the other dominoes were going to fall with the SEC in particular. It didn't. State High School League assumed the other states were going to follow. Didn't. Is this leadership? Or you don't care because you just want the sports back? Or you also are making the point, as we're trying to say, what the hell? My kid, yeah, we're trying to figure it out when our kids are at home going to school. We're trying, but we're struggling. But wait a second. Our kids can't go to school, but they can play sports? How is this consistent? Because to me, it's not. 651-989-9226. Call or text. Pat, you're first up when we return.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.